New York City, March 18th, 2014. 15. Henry and Addie offer up their rubber bands to the artifact, sacrificing one color at a time. For the purple band, they walk through puddles, inch-thick pools that ripple around their feet. Beneath the water, the ground is made of mirrors, shimmering, reflecting everyone and everything. Addie stares down at the ribbons of motion, the ripples fading, and if hers end a moment sooner than his, it is hard to say. For the yellow, they are guided into soundproof cubes the size of closets, ones that amplify the noise, and the others that seem to swallow every breath. It is a hall of mirrors, if the bending surfaces warped a voice instead of a reflection. The first message tells them to whisper, the words stenciled on the wall in small black type, and when Addie whispers, "I have a secret," the words bend and loop and wrap around them. The next tells them to shout, this stenciled word as large as the wall it's written on. Henry can't bring himself to go above a small, self-conscious holler, but Addie draws a breath and roars, the way you would beneath a bridge if a train was going by, and something in the fearless freedom of it gives him air, and suddenly he is emptying his lungs, the sound guttural and broken, as wild as a scream. And Addie doesn't shrink away. She simply raises her voice, and together they shout themselves breathless. They scream themselves hoarse. They leave the cubes feeling dizzy and light. His lungs will hurt tomorrow, and it will be worth it. By the time they stumble out, sound rushing back into their ears, the sun is going down, and the clouds are on fire, one of those strange spring nights that casts an orange light on everything. They walk over to the nearest rail and look out at the city, the light reflecting on the buildings, streaking sunset across steel, and Henry pulls her back against him, kisses the crook of her neck, smiling into her collar. He is sugar high and a little drunk and happier than he has ever been. Addie is better than any little pink umbrella. She is better than strong whiskey on a cold night, better than anything he's felt in ages. When Henry is with her, time speeds up and it doesn't scare him. When he is with Addie, he feels alive and it doesn't hurt. She leans back against him as if he is the umbrella and she the one in need of shelter. And Henry holds his breath as if that will keep the sky aloft, as if that will keep the days from passing. As if that will keep it all from falling down.